Ray Hines. Transcript of interview 1, 12th of February 2009. First part of interview, 5 or so minutes, not taped. RH only allowed me to start recording once I stopped asking about the specifics of her case. I turned the conversation to HY, thinking she would talk more freely. RH. I met Helen Yardley once, that's all. What do you want me to say about her? I thought you wanted to talk about me. LN.
I do, very much. You don't seem to, though.
Pause. LN.
I don't want you to say anything in particular about Helen. I'm not trying to...
RH. I met her once. A few days before her appeal. Everyone wanted her to get out. Not only the women. All the staff, too. None of them believed she was guilty. That was down to you.
LN. I was only a small part of the effort. There were...
RH. You were the public face and the loudest voice. I was told you'd get me out. By my lawyers, by nearly everyone I met inside. And you did. Thanks to you, and because of the timing, I had it relatively easy in Durham and in Gedham Hall. Give or take a few minor run-ins with idiots.
LN.
The timing. RH. Public opinion was turning by the time I was convicted. Your hard work was having an effect. If my case had come to court a year later than it did, I'd have been acquitted.
LN. Like Sarah, you mean?
Pause. RH. I wasn't thinking of Sarah Jaggard, no.
LN. She stood trial in 2005, a year after you. She was acquitted.
RH. I wasn't thinking of her. I was thinking of myself in the hypothetical situation of my trial taking place a year later.
Pause.
LN.
What? Why are you smiling?
RH. The group identity is important to you, as it is to Helen Yardley.
LN. Go on.
RH. Us. The women you campaigned for. You say Helen and Sarah as if they're my friends. I know nothing about either of them. And what little I do know tells me we have nothing in common apart from the obvious. Helen Yardley's husband stood by her throughout, never once doubted her innocence. That's one thing we don't have in common.
LN. Have you had any contact with Angus since getting out?
Long pause.
LN. It must be difficult for you to talk about. Shall we go back to Helen and Sarah? They don't know you any better than you know them. And yet, from speaking to both of them, I can tell you that they feel a strong affinity with you. Because of what you call the obvious.
Pause.
LN. Ray, you're unique. Your tragedy is something that only happened to you, I know that. I'm not trying to chip away at your right to be an individual. I hope you understand that. I'm simply saying that...
RH. Sarah Jaggard was acquitted. She was accused of killing one child, not her own. There's even less common ground between me and her than there is between me and Helen Yardley.
Pause.
LN.
Ray, you know... I'd understand completely if you said you'd had moments when you hated both Helen and Sarah. They would understand it.
RH. Why would I hate two women I don't know?
LN. Sarah was acquitted. All right, she had to endure a trial, but she got a not guilty verdict. That's the verdict you should have got. Meanwhile, you were stuck inside, wondering if you'd ever get out. If you resented her, Even if you wished in your darkest moments that her verdict had gone the other way, it'd be only natural. And Helen, you said it yourself, everyone knew she wasn't guilty. Her appeal was coming up just as you landed at Gedham Hall. When you heard she was going home, and you knew you weren't, you might well have hated her, wanted her appeal to fail. No one would blame you. R.H. I'm glad you're recording this. I'd like to say very clearly, for the official record, that I felt none of these feelings you're attributing to me. L.N. I'm not. R.H. I didn't resent Sarah Jaggard's acquittal. I didn't want Helen Yardley's appeal to fail. Not for a fraction of a second did I want either of those things. Let's be absolutely clear on that. I would never wish for anybody to be convicted of a crime they hadn't committed. I would never want anyone to lose their appeal if they hadn't done what they'd been convicted of doing. Pause. R.H. I knew the appeal had gone her way when I heard cheers coming from everywhere at once. All the girls had been glued to the TVs, waiting. The screws, too. L.N. Not you. R.H. I didn't need to watch it. I knew Helen Yardley would be going home. Was it her that put the idea in your head that I was jealous of her? L.N. No. Helen's only ever spoken of you in the most positive. R.H. I didn't meet her by accident, the one time I met her. She came to find me. She wanted to speak to me before her appeal, in case she didn't come back to Gedham. She said what you've just said, that it would be natural for me to envy and resent her if she walked free, and she wouldn't blame me for doing so, but she wanted me to know that my time would come. I'd appeal too, and I'd win, I'd get out. She mentioned your name, said you'd helped her and you were equally determined to help me. I didn't doubt her on that. No one could doubt your commitment. No one who's heard of you. And who hasn't by now? Pause. L.N. So perhaps Helen is your friend after all? R.H. If a friend is someone who wishes you well, then I suppose she is. She's part of GPAC. She campaigned for my release. I don't understand it, really. She was out, free. Why didn't she just get on with the rest of her life? L.N. Is that what you would have done? R.H. It's what I'm trying to do. There's nothing left of my old life. But I'd like to try and start a new one. L.N. Of course Helen wants to get on with her life. But having been the victim of a terrible injustice and knowing you were in the same boat, you and many others, Dawn Llewellyn is still in prison. R.H., look, I don't want to talk about anyone else, all right? I don't want to be part of your gang of miscarriage of justice victims. I'm alone, which isn't that bad once you've got used to it. And if I ever choose not to be alone, I want it to be my choice. I don't want to think about other women. It's better for me if I don't. You've got your cause. Don't try to make it mine. Pause. R.H. I don't want to rain on your parade, but justice and injustice, they don't exist. Pause. R.H. Well, they don't, do they? They patently don't. L.N. I believe very strongly that both do exist. I try to prevent one and bring about the other. I've made it my life's work. R.H. Justice is a nice idea and nothing more.